many of y'all know we serve a good God? We serve a very, very, very good God. This is part one. I don't know how many I'm going to have on this, however the Lord gives me, but I'm going to preach on God is good all the time. Even when we're being disciplined, sometimes people don't like the discipline of it, but guess what? That's still good for us. We need it in our everyday lives. It doesn't mean that whatever you go through, you don't have to do it alone. It just means that God is with us every step of the way. He's a good, good Father. In Matthew chapter 6, if you got your Bibles, turn there. Matthew chapter 6, this is Jesus. He's talking about prayer, and the first thing that he says about it is crazy. He goes, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in a church where everyone can see them. Some of these hypocrites love to impress other men. They really didn't care about what God wanted or what God can see in their hearts. See, God is after your hearts, not your works. We can have a lot of good works out there, but he's actually after your heart. He desires a sincere heart towards him when you pray. And I'm not talking about your feelings and emotions. Emotions don't move God. Our feelings don't move God. Faith does. Your faith in God will send angels on your behalf. Faith moves God. Jesus even said at one point, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. See, it's not enough just to mouth the words that can sound all eloquent and bold and so good. What's good is that when your heart is about placing others, what good is that when your heart is about placing others before your Heavenly Father? Your heart needs to be towards God. He said, hypocrites love to pray. They make it sound like they know what they're talking about when it comes to the kingdom of God. Their prayers don't reach the throne room. They are just empty words. God looks upon the heart of a man. It's the prayers that comes from the depths of the spirit of a man. Those are the ones. Jesus didn't want people trying to make themselves look good for other men. So he cuts all that nonsense out of what everybody else wants to do. He cuts it all out. He says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is their reward that they will ever get. That is all the reward they will ever get. When you want a quick reward, you basically want a participation trophy. Go ahead and pray, just like the hypocrites. When you want a quick reward, when you want a quick payday, go ahead and pray like the hypocrites do. On the street corners, in the synagogues, what have you. Vain, emptyless prayers. You're going to get a quick reward, no doubt about it. But it's not going to be what God wants for you. Pray exactly the way they did. If you want to be satisfied right away, pray like the hypocrites pray. If you want to impress your boyfriend or girlfriend and just so they can believe that you are a good person, pray like the hypocrites pray. No emotion, no heart, self-centered, no substance type prayers is what will get you a quick payday. Jesus desires you to pray like him, like real men who has a relationship with him, who act like they know him. A lot of people can know about Jesus, but they don't know him because they never spent any time in his presence. They don't know him. They just know about him. Real men pray the way Jesus tells us to pray, teaches us to pray. And then he goes on to say, but when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you. You have to understand it's not about the reward, even though the reward is great, but it's about a connection that you are making with your Father, your Heavenly Father. Get it out of the way. The rewards are great. It's better than we can ever offer ourselves, but the connection that we make with God is priceless. We get to hear his voice. This is the creator of the world that you get to spend time in his presence. And yeah, well, Lord, I just want the reward. We can't take that for granted. You are praying for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus wants God's will to be done on earth just like it is in heaven. When he prays, verse 7, it says, when you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need before you ask him. So they think their prayers are being answered. Are they really being answered? No, they're not. Jesus says, don't be like the hypocrites. Don't be like the Gentiles. Be like him. He's the one that actually gets results. If anybody is telling you to be like somebody, that's him, because he can get results. And listen, you can have a lot of trainers out there. It's like, y'all wouldn't want me training you to get fit. I've been doing this for years, man. Really? I can tell. But that's a trainer I would like to roll with starting out. But I want to end up like that guy over there. Man, he's ripped, tough, toned, what have you. He says, be like Jesus. He's the one that actually gets results. He's the one that knows the Father, what the Father requires of you. He's the one who's paid the price for your ransom. He's the one that can deliver you from all fears. He's the one true God, the Word of God that was made flesh. So stop trying to be like other people and just start imitating Christ. People praying like robots, just repeating the words, no substance, no life, just remembering a bunch of phrases to say over and over and over again. Don't be like them. Don't be like them. Their prayers aren't being answered. In Matthew 6, 19, I'm switching over to the Passion Translation. It says this, pray like this. Our beloved Father, dwelling in the heavenly realms, may the glory of your name be the center on which our lives turn. Lord, I just want to know if you can do this for me. This guy wants to be in my life. This girl has been showing me interest. This job is something that I want to get. I need it for the income. I want to be able to buy a car. Never again we pray. May the glory, never again we pray that. We don't have to pray for things anymore. We pray, may the glory of your name be the center of which our lives turn. Your words don't have to be filled with grandiosity, with a sincere heart and just a few words. Just a few words. Your prayers can bring in the presence of God. With a sincere heart and just a few words, your prayers can usher in the presence of God wherever you're at. They don't have to be vain. They don't have to be filled with vanity. This prayer that Jesus has given is just a sample of how you should pray. It's time to start eliminating things out of your prayers. We need to do an audit of that. When you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, it says all these things will be what? Added to you. You don't have to pray for those things ever. Pastor Tim, I know it. I said, but yet sometimes we still go back to that. We want to pray for things. Lord, I want your will to be done in my life today, tomorrow. Lord, I want your will to be done in my life. Tuesday, Lord, I want your will to be done in my life. Today, today. Then Jesus goes on to say, manifest your kingdom realm and cause your every purpose to be fulfilled on earth just as it is in heaven. We know it as your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You want to know why God is a good God? Because of that verse right there. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is there evil in heaven? No. Is there sickness and disease in heaven? No. Is there poverty in heaven? Is there drugs, legal or illegal? Why are we the only nations that legalize certain types of drugs that other countries say, we don't want to do that? You have the Word made flesh. You don't have sickness and disease there. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Worship is in heaven. Peace in heaven. You don't die there. The glory of God is in heaven. It goes on to say, we acknowledge you as our provider of all we need each day. This is something you can say every day. Jehovah Jireh is your provider. It's not your job. It's not your lottery tickets. It's not your investments. God is. It's not your savings. God is your provider. It doesn't matter what's happened to you. God is your provider. Every day. Every day. Give us this day. God is the one who makes provision for you being provision being your provider. So stop trying to manipulate people into giving to you. Stop trying to remove them from the position so that you or your friend can take it. Quit trying to sweet talk your way into in and out of things and let God be true and every man be a liar. Being slick with the tongue. When you pray a man's prayer, Jesus is the man that you model after. You never have to deceive God's children. The reason why I say God's children is because the enemy is the one who does the deceiving. Come on now. God's children does not ever have to deceive other people. Why? Because he hears your heartfelt prayers. He knows what you need even before you ask. Lord, let your will be done. How can a believer kneel before God and pray a prayer of faith, a prayer that is supposed to move mountains and then turn around and then deceive other people? He doesn't do that. We don't have to do that. He didn't say believe and deceive. He said believe that you received it and you shall what? Have it. You shall have it. Believe and receive and you shall have it. No extra legwork. Go on about your business and be about God's business and keep people out of it. No more deception in the name of Jesus. We're not doing that here at Westview. We're not doing that here in Hayes, Kansas. We're not doing that here in this city, in this state, in this nation. No more deception. You realize that people are talking about judgment will come and is coming or what have you, and it'll start in the house of God. A few years ago, I did a thing where I had all the lights turned off and I had a flashlight, my phone light and everything. And so the thing is that, see, even in the dark, and I flash that light on you, everybody can see your sin, Richard, but they can't see mine. When the judgment comes to the house of God, it's like this. It's everything. Everything open, everything exposed. Everything. It isn't just one person. That's a setup. We don't have to go there anymore. No more in the name of Jesus. No more deception for the kingdom children. No more plots for kingdom children. No more schemes for kingdom children. I pray for discernment for all of his children so that they might know his plan, his voice, his will for their life. Do you not understand? God, you, angels, Satan, all the way down there, under your feet. Why would you have to scheme like him to get what he's already given you? And all you have to do is receive it by faith. Lord, I want what you want for me. I say this all the time, but the thing is that I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm going to do what I want to do. But what I want to do is the will of my Father, not the will of somebody else. Years ago, I had a guy try to tell me, good man, we've reconciled things and all that stuff. But he tried to tell me not to talk about basketball anymore when I preach. That was several years ago. Do I still talk about basketball? You ain't going to tell me what I can and cannot say. Because if the Lord has put on my heart to say it, I'm going to say it. Period. I'll say it the next Sunday. And then the Sunday after that, and then the Sunday after that. What he has put on my heart. And I would hope you to do the same. So when the government tries to tell you, you can't pray in the name of Jesus, what are you going to do? Well, if I got a two-story room, I'm going to go to my room, open up the windows of heaven. Come on, I'm going to be like Daniel. You can't heal. What? Watch this in the name of Jesus. Be in the middle of Walmart praying for somebody. crazy clothes and all they got. You'll be in there praying. Why? Because all the enemy wants to do is just shut you up, try to keep you from operating in the Spirit of God. You're the hands and feet and the voice of God. People need to see Jesus on the inside of you. And when people don't want you to do that, that means they're operating under something that God never gave them in the first place. You're children of God. There aren't adults in heaven. They're children. That means you get to stay forever young in the kingdom. Your spirit man is being renewed day by day. Your outward man is perishing, but the inward man is being renewed day by day. It doesn't age. And we live our life by the Spirit of God, not by the flesh. Some of y'all missed a pretty good session Wednesday night. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. I wasn't in here, but I already listened to it. I was praying. But it was a good session. You may not want to miss this next Wednesday because it's going to be about the Holy Spirit. And it's amazing how some people don't want anything to do with the Holy Spirit. He is awesome. I'm not teaching it. That's why it's so good. My will be done on earth? No, Lord, your will be done. We should be wanting to carry out God's will on this earth rather than our will. And if we have leaders in this nation and in the body of Christ that won't carry out God's will, then Lord, turn their hearts to you. We pray that you turn their hearts back to you. You're the king's hand. The king's heart is in the Lord's hand, and he will turn it whichever way he wishes. Lord, we just pray that they turn their hearts to you or remove them, one or the other. Because he is the one that can set one up and take down another. We don't have to get into that. Our responsibility is to love. Forgive us the wrongs we have done as we ourselves release forgiveness to those who have wronged us. Every day we ask for forgiveness for those who may have wronged us. Take off the mask, stop playing silly little games with God, because he knows whether or not we have truly forgiven. Lord, my prayers aren't being answered. God just don't answer prayers. Where's your heart at? Well, they're saying nothing but nice things about another individual, Lord. Their heart must be pure. But yet, God sees the heart, not the empty words that we might be speaking. He looks upon your heart, not your words, your heart. And if your heart is pure before the Lord, your prayers will be answered. If your prayers aren't being answered, then check your heart. Forgiveness is 100% for all. If you forgave, your sincere prayers would be answered. If you forgave from the heart, your sincere prayers will be answered. Forgive as we forgive others. Don't trade a knockoff version of God's love, God's forgiveness to his children. If I went and bought some nice Jordans. Jordans are sometimes, some of them are crazy. Some shoes are crazy. I mean, I'm talking about thousands upon thousands of dollars just to have on your feet. Stupid. Who would pay a price like that? But the reality of it is, they know whether it's a knockoff version or not. Because some people like to copy it. You know, Jordan doesn't have a pot belly. The Jumpman don't. Doesn't have a gold necklace around or what have you. I said, people know whether or not it's the real thing. And God knows whether or not it's the real thing when we're doing it with each other. Your children know when it's sincere love, even when you're disciplining them. And they know when it's abuse. They know that. God knows that. So however long it takes, what he has freely given us, we in return give to others. However long it takes you to do that, trust that God has your back and follow his direction. You can forgive and still not allow people to walk all over you. You can forgive and walk away from that relationship with no reconciliation. You can forgive and love people from a distance. You can forgive and leave the relationship, and God can later on restore that relationship. Key word, God will restore the relationship. Not you, not your friends, not your family, not your coworkers. God. When we get in the way, we mess it up. I can't keep saying this. When we try to get in the way of things and what God wants to do in other people's lives, we mess it up. We're trying to be God rather than being the children of God. We mess it up. Next verse, he says, rescue us every time we face tribulation and set us from evil. You know, right here, you see two kingdoms at work in this prayer. Jesus tells them to pray, rescue us every time we face tribulation and set us from evil. God's goodness does not want you sitting in the evil chambers of your thought life, tearing yourself apart. We can be very hard on ourselves. We can beat ourselves up at times. He doesn't want you doing that. Lord, I failed. Many have failed. Many people have failed. Stop beating yourself up. You know, it talks about, and this is part of last Wednesday night, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it says, the sexual immoral, the idolaters, the evil doers or what have you, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. But he says, but some of you are washed by the word. You were cleansed, you were washed, you were sanctified, and you were justified by the word of God. Because the Spirit of God is living in you. You're not like that anymore. Yeah, you made a mistake. Boom. You've been washed. You've been cleansed. You've been sanctified. You've been justified by God. Stop beating yourself up. And quit allowing other people to beat you up on that. Stop beating yourself up. Rescue us, deliver us from that evil. God wants to rescue you every single time, and Jesus wants you to pray in that way as well. Notice he doesn't say, Father, what are you teaching me in this? Evil's coming your way. Lord, what are you teaching me in this? No, rescue us, deliver us. That's not a time to ask Jesus what you're teaching me in this. Lord, I need you. Help me in this. Because when God teaches us something, it's through his word. Not through tribulation, not through evil, not through sickness, not through poverty. It's through his word. When he rebukes us, it's through his word. When he trains us up, it's through his word. These men spent their lives, these disciples spent their lives preaching the gospel, taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. And this Bible is written by men, inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit inspired them. This word is alive. So that the generations afar off can continue to walk in what Jesus had done for them. Why on earth would God ever want to use evil in your life to try to teach you a lesson? He doesn't. Because that's straight out of the pit of hell. That is not the character of God. Never has been, never will be. God doesn't send evil your way to teach you a lesson. He's a good, good father. He says, for you are the king who rules with power and glory forever. Amen. There's no end to his kingdom. There has been a lot of empires that lived here on this earth, but they have all come to an end because somewhere down the line, they tried to become their own gods. They had all the money in the world, so to speak. And now the value of their coin is worthless. It's penniless. See, faith in this kingdom, faith is a currency in the kingdom of God. Don't throw away faith. Many have tried to move away from faith. But that's the only currency that God allows in his kingdom. Right there, faith. How can you ever please God without faith? Can you? Can you please God without faith? No. Y'all can talk. You got a black preacher up here. I don't mind it. Y'all can say amen, hallelujah, thank you. Come on, glory. Faith is a currency. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. When we pray, it's by faith. When we believe, it's by faith. When we receive, not deceive, we receive it by faith. When we confess the word of God, it's by faith. When we live our lives every day, it's by faith. We will fail every day of our lives when we stop using God's currency, which is faith. Faith in him, faith in his word, not in our feelings, not in our emotions. I know people like to say sometimes I feel that's okay, that's good. You got to get that out. I get that. But at the same time, go right back to the word of God. Sometimes I don't feel that my lungs are kicking in, but I'm going to go to the word of God because he says by his stripes, you were healed. I'm going to stick to that. You know why? Because I can open that thing up every hour on the hour. And it's going to say the same exact thing. So no matter how I'm feeling, no matter how it looks, no matter how desperate sometimes I may get, guess what? I can go to the word of God and it's always going to say the exact same thing because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It will never change. You don't think God wants you to win? You don't think he wants you living in victory? You don't think he wants you living your best life here? He does, but there's a better life to come. We live for that. But right here on this earth, excuse my English, we're going to kick some butt. Amen. The enemy's butt. And I'm going to let you know, if you choose to be with the enemy, you're going to lose every time. That's dumb. Hey, multiple choice. I place before you life and death. Blessing, curses. You choose. The answer is A. D. Georgia. I'm going to choose B. Dude, come on, man. It's A every time. And if you so happen to choose B, you got an eraser. You had that blood of Jesus. That's washed that away. You've been cleansed. You've been sanctified. You've been justified. So even when you make the wrong mistake, God still has your back every time. Jesus is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the High Priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek. So there's no end to his kingdom reign. Our daily bread is the word of God and the word from God. And the word from God today that he has given me for you. I believe it comes out of Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added to you. Seek first. Seek first. Seek first. Seek first. First, seek first, right at you, Ty. Seek first. Don't worry about anything else. Get into his presence because you've done it before. Seek first to his kingdom and his righteousness. We are still children of God. Time to act that way. You have authority here on earth. We don't make suggestions. We decree it. Who did God leave this earth to? So what are we asking certain people to do? I said, we decree it. We speak it out by faith. We confess it by faith. Stop asking. He's already given it to you. You decree it. And his angels will go and bring it to pass. That should make your prayers a lot better. You don't have to pray that. Decree it. God is a good God. He's always been a good God. Even when you can look at the old covenant, you can still see the goodness. You can still see the chances that he was giving people. How often did they tempt God and limited the Holy One of Israel? Over and over and over and over again, God gave them chance after chance after chance after chance, and they were still wanting to go back to Egypt. They were still wanting to bring in the idols. They were still wanting to do these things. And he would give them chances. And then it was like, okay, we got to do something about this. But now Jesus actually had done something about it. Roberto, you about done? No, let's be done. Let's be done. Sooner or later, you're going to have to be fed up with this because it's been the same stuff, cycle, right? Time to be done. Right now, today, done. His will in your life, let it be. Stop fighting. In his life, let it be. His life. Don't worry about what anyone else is saying, but the ones that are lining up with the word of God, let it be. Be, because he has a plan for you. It has not stopped, but you keep stopping it and you keep allowing other people to stop it. Let it be. Amen. Let God be true and every man be a liar in your life. Let him be God in your life again. You're not what you used to be. Let him be and start living it, your life for him. Not for anyone else, but for him. And watch him change you, transform you through his word. I want to see what God is doing through Robert. I don't want to read about it in the paper. Hallelujah. You giving your life to Jesus yet? Yes, sir. You giving your life to him. So you used to be an atheist, and you giving your life to Jesus? Is that correct? Amen. That's a good deal. That's a good deal. You have somebody praying for you. Absolutely. And those prayers came to pass. Now God wants you to be that spiritual leader. Lead your family. Lead them well. You set the example. You set the bar for your kids. And you set the bar for the guys that be dating your daughter. Amen. No more shotgun weddings. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't pull back, John. Don't pull back. You know, we say coming to church don't make us a Christian, and it doesn't. But God's seen your heart. He knows what's there. And sometimes you do pull back from him. Get a little impatient. But he still loves you. So don't pull back, press in. Because when you do, I guarantee you, you're going to be thinking, oh, this is some wimpy stuff here. I'm a man's man. But you're not really a man's man until you allow God to be a man in your life. God in your life. So don't pull back, press in. Go all out for him. But sometimes, you know, there's a guy by the name of Cortez, I believe. I said, and I haven't read this story, but I've heard this story and preached multiple times. And Cortez went to the new island, what have you, and they brought all the boats. And he basically said, burn the boats. We're staying. We're going to make life here. And the thing about it is sometimes we have a boat on the other end of the island that nobody sees that we can go back and forth. Here's the thing. Burn it. Burn that boat too. Sink it. Become all in for him. Because you can not only lead your house, but you can lead a lot of men to Christ when you burn that boat. And when you stay devoted to him, watch everything else in your life just upgrade. Man, when I look at you, faithful heart to pray. You pray many prayers for your children, for your family, many hearts. God hears your prayers. And he's going to be answering them. Because some of them have been unanswered. He's going to answer them. And he's going to fulfill that. You're going to see that before you slip on over. And it's going to be a while. But you're going to see your prayers fulfilled in your life, in this lifetime. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kristen, that was one. She's giving me the one eye. Praise God. God is good all the time. You still love me, Robert? You still been fishing? Stick with him. He will make you fishers of men. You have a story to tell. But the thing is, you're still living it out. You don't get a testimony until after the fact you've conquered it. And you have a story. You got a novel, my man. But it's time to end that. Sincerely yours, Roberto. Father God, we just thank you for every heart here today. Lord, we thank you for what you've done in their lives. And Father God, we believe that everything that you have done for us, you've freely given us. Lord, we don't have to toil over. You'll add it to us when we seek you first. And we just thank you for every life here, Lord. We thank you for every life here that you are spiritually growing them to be true disciples for you. True disciples for you. And Jesus, we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, stand to your feet. Give somebody a pound and some dap, a handshake, an awkward side hug, whatever you need to do. And we'll see you Wednesday night. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.